This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. And this is the second hour of our show tonight. We're going to continue to highlight the works on organ of Brother Jack McDuff. And so for our first track tonight is a little thing that Jack cut with Kenny Burrell on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums, swinging a little trio, doing a swinger called Smut.
Thank you.
little studio board fade on a thing from an album cut by Jack Bitduff on guitar and Kenny Burrell on guitar with fine Joan Dukes drumming called Shaky from an album called Crash. And now we're going to turn to the ballad artistry of, I believe this is a ballad version of Our Love Is Here to Stay by Roland Kirk, with Roland Kirk on Manzello. Now, that Manzello is a reed instrument that's somewhat akin to either a tenor sax or an alto sax. So don't let the title of the instrument scare you off. But it's a great sound. There's also, on this particular track, William Burton on piano, Don Garrett on bass, Smitty Brown on drums, cut in Chicago on the old Argo label. And this is Gershwin's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay. was a Manzella written or played there by Roland Kirk. Sounds somewhat like an alto sax, and it was a rather bluesy version of George and Ira Gershwin's lovely ballad, Our Love Is Here to Stay. We're going to go back now to our salute tonight, the works of Brother Jack McDuff on organ. And this is an old Prestige album that was cut by alto sax man Sonny Stitt with Brother Jack, appropriately named Stitt Meets Brother Jack. And this is a little medium blues that was whipped up together by Sonny Stitt. He probably did it right there in the studio. We got Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, Jack McDuff on organ, Eddie Deal on guitar, Art Taylor on drums, and the great Ray Barreto on conga. This is called 3396. Thank you. 3396, that was the name of that tune. It was whipped up by Sonny Stitt, who you heard on tenor sax on that particular track, along with Jack McDuff, our highlight artist of the week on organ, Eddie Deal on guitar, Art Taylor on drums, Ray Barreto on conga. Okay, now we're going to turn to the ballad artistry of one of my favorite piano players. You'll hear him on this show quite often, Red Garland. Ray Garland on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, from an old album called Bright and Breezy. And this is a beautiful ballad written by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, You'll Never Know. beautiful ballad rendition by Red Garland of an old Harry Warren Mac Gordon tune, You'll Never Know. The Red was tastefully supported there by Sam Jones on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. I'm going to turn now to our artist we're saluting this week, and that is brother Jack McDuff. And this is a little item that he cut with, again, Red Holloway on tenor sax, Grady Tatis here on drums, and George Benson is also back on guitar. This is a little thing that was written by one of Chicago's finest tenor sax man, Eddie Harris, called Cold Duck Time. Thank you. Cold Duck Time. It was an old Eddie Harris composition. It was very popular, written by saxophonist Eddie Harris out of Chicago. It was Brother Jack McDuff's version on the Hammond B3 organ, along with George Benson on guitar, Red Holloway on tenor sax, Grady Tate on drums. All right, now we're going to move on to one of our favorite composers, arrangers, and band leaders, pianists, Horace Silver. This is a Horace Silver quintet, written, led up by Horace Silver on piano, and the Horace Silver composition called, let's see, it was from an album called, on Blue Note label, called Horoscope, and this is called Strollin'.
Thank you.
was the Horace Silver Quintet, led by Horace Silver there on piano, doing a Horace Silver composition, Strolling, from his Blue Note album, Horoscope. Now I'll do our highlight artist of the week again, Brother Jack McDuff. This is from an album cut on the Concord label, Jack McDuff and Friends, Color Me Blue. And we played Candy. I think we played that in the first hour. Anyway, I know we played Candy somewhere along the line. And this is More Candy, written by Jack McDuff, Red Holloway on sax, and George Benson on guitar.
Thank you.
another board fade, but it was still all right. That was from an album called Jack McDuff and Friends, Color Me Blue. Of course, Jack McDuff there on organ, and his friends on that track were Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and the ever-present Joe Dukes on drums, just pounding away. I'm going to turn back now to an album, kind of a tasty little thing that Jack did with Lem Winchester on vibes, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Bill Elliott on drums from his album Tough Duff. And this is a little thing called Tippin' In.
Thank you.
Creeping In. Nice little swinger that was done by Brother Jack McDuff on organ, assisted by Lem Winchester on vibes, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax. Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you have been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. And we hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We're here with modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. So I hope to catch you again next week or whenever you're available. And we're going to close out the show with another track from Jack McDuff's album, Jack McDuff and Friends, Color Me Blue. And this is out of the old Count Basie book, Broadway.